Eddie Hyde here. Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. So glad you joined me today. Hey, you know, we have all last week we were talking about what God's people can expect in this new year. What does this new year hold for the people of God? And the theme that has come forth, that God's desire for us in this new year, that we be joyous overcomers. And we've been emphasizing how in this new year we're going to experience both challenges, difficulties, problems, but on the other hand, we're going to experience God's serendipities, His unexpected blessings, new and fresh displays of His presence and power and provision. And so God would have us in this new year, when we face those difficulties, when we face those challenges, and we will encounter new and unexpected challenges and difficulties in this new year. But God would have us, as Jesus said in John 16:33, which we have emphasized a lot. I want to just throw it out there again. Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation," because we live in a fallen, sinful, imperfect world. And in the world, Jesus said, "You shall have tribulation." I'm so glad He didn't stop there. He went on. He said, "But be of good cheer." In other words, be upbeat, be happy, be joyous. Why? Because I have overcome the world. And He is now sharing His overcoming life and power with you and I. And so, because He lives in us, He has come to live in, not only with His people, but in this new covenant, He's come to live in His people. Colossians 1:26, Paul said, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." And Christ in us is sharing His overcoming life and power. He has not yet taken us out of this world. We are still in this fallen, evil world. And so in this fallen, evil world, we will have tribulations, but we can be of good cheer. We can be joyous because the greater one is living in us. And as 1 John 4:4 says, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." And He is sharing His overcoming life and power with us. And oh, how exciting that is. And so in the coming year, I don't know all that we're going to face, but I know that God wants us to be ready to lean hard on Him in the midst of debilitating and discouraging situations, like we talked about in the last episode, Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail, beaten and thrown in jail. In their weakness, they leaned hard on God. Instead of having a pity party, they had a praise service, and God's power was maximized in their weakness, and an incredible display of God's power came. Oh, in 2022, I pray that you and I will see those maximized displays of God's power doing incredible, marvelous things in our lives, in our midst, that we could never have schemed and planned in our own human wisdom and strength. Now, along these themes, I was going to go in another direction today, but I feel to just read a little bit about Peter. In Matthew chapter 14, we have the story of Peter walking on the water. Matthew chapter 14. If you want to look at Matthew 14 with me, and this goes along with this theme about in this coming year, God wants us to be joyous overcomers. There's going to be things to overcome, but we can overcome them with joy because our Lord, our Master, He has already overcome them, and He is sharing His victory and His overcoming life and power with us. And I see this as sort of a picture that we can apply to our own lives that Peter experienced walking on the water in the midst of a storm. And it says, I'll just read the whole story. It says, immediately Jesus made, this was after he multiplied the loaves and fishes, a great miracle. Then he sent the people away, and he went up on a mountain to pray. But he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So he sent the disciples away in a boat to go to the other side, and he's remaining on the land. And it says, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea. He's still out on the land, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. You know, they were out in the middle of the sea, but it was hard going because of the wind and the waves. The wind was against them, and the waves were tossing. It says, now in the fourth watch of the night, which was somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m., Jesus went to them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. You see this? You see the parallel here? In John 16:33, Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be cheerful. Be upbeat. Be joyous, because I've overcome the world. Now here, they are troubled, and you would be too. If you were out fishing, you're out in your boat, out on a large lake somewhere, and early in the morning before daylight or in the middle of the night, you see some figure of a man, a person walking on the water towards your boat, you would be a little startled too. And so they cried out for fear. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said to them, he said, be of good cheer. Hey, don't be troubled. Be joyous. Yeah, you're in the middle of a storm. You're in the middle of a difficulty and a problem, but be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Literally, Jesus said, I am. Be of good cheer. I am. Do not be afraid. Now, there are numerous I am sayings, several I am sayings of Jesus in the scripture. The most obvious one is in John chapter 8, verse 58, where Jesus said to, when he was speaking to some of the Jews, he said, before Abraham was, I am, which is a direct reference to God speaking to Moses from the burning bush, and Moses asked him what his name was, and he said, I am that I am. And he said, tell the people in Egypt that I am has sent them. So Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, identifying himself with the God of the Old Testament. Now here, Jesus says to them, in the midst of their storm, where they are troubled and afraid, he says, be of good cheer. Be joyous. I am. Do not be afraid. And in this coming year, in every storm that you faced, remember that the I am is with you. It's not just some little baby Jesus. Yeah, I love Christmas. Don't get me wrong. I love Christmas. But Jesus today is not the little baby in the manger. He is the risen Lord, the risen majestic Lord with all power and authority in heaven and earth. He's the one that appeared to John, who of all the disciples had the most intimate relationship with Jesus. And when John, he's describing in the book of Revelation, when Jesus appeared to him in his glorified form, John said, I fell at his feet as one dead. And always remember, when you go through a difficulty, when you go through a storm, remember that the great I am is with you. So be of good cheer. Be joyous. The I am is with you. He's with you in the midst of your storm. Let's keep reading this. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me. I'm reading from the New King James. Command me to come to you on the water. So he said, this one word, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, when he saw that the wind was boisterous or turbulent, and let me just see what this, I have another word that it gives here for the word boisterous. Yeah, the wind was boisterous, which means it was unruly. It was difficult and upsetting. In other words, it's describing a turbulent, upsetting, boisterous situation. And you see, in the midst of his storm, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus. Now, Peter knew he couldn't walk on the water. He's just a weak human being. You know, we can't walk on the water. Well, we can. If he calls us to, if we hear his word and he says, come, we can walk on the water in 2022. And I also use that metaphorically of God calling you or I to take a step of faith to do something that in our own strength, in our own human state, is impossible. But if we step out in faith and we keep our eyes on him, we will do the impossible. But when he saw the wind boisterous, the Bible says he was afraid, and he began to sink. But he did have enough sense to cry out and say, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. I like that word, caught him. In other words, he was going down. But Jesus, before he went under, Jesus, you know, it's a intense word like snatching. Jesus reached out and snatched him before he went under. And my friends, if you go through a difficult time in 2022 where you feel like you're going under, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Cry out to him and he will snatch you. He will catch you. He will snatch you before you go completely under. And he will lift you up. And like Peter then walked on the water. We make a big deal about Peter sinking. The big deal is he walked on the water. The sinking part was a very small part of this story. He walked out to Jesus. And then he walked with Jesus back to the boat. Peter was a joyous overcomer. And remember, in the midst of that storm, Jesus said, it is I. Be of good cheer. It is I, or literally I am. Be of good cheer. Be joyous. I am. Be not afraid. And in all of your challenges and difficulties and trials and tribulations that you face this year, always remember, the great I am is saying to you, be of good cheer, be joyous. I am. I'm here with you. I'm going to take you through it, and you're going to be a joyous overcomer in 2022. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find a lot of resources there that will be helpful to you. And I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.